views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. For expert advice on love and relationships, you can submit your questions online at AskDrLove.com or call 1-800-930-2819 during the live broadcast. You can also listen live and download the free show app at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it's my pleasure to be with you again today. So I'm talking today about how to create a conscious relationship with my guest, Jennifer Urezio. Now, I want to ask you, are you ready to embrace a new paradigm of connecting? Well, if you said yes, then you're going to want to stick with me for today's show. With Jennifer, she specializes in something called relationship fields. It's the field of energy between us and everything else on the planet. So I want you to hear her take on how you can place consciousness into that field rather than live like a robot according to previous patterning and programming. And I want you to also hear about her take on why you're with your partner, the big reason, and how you can forgive the hurt so your relationships can continue to grow. So Jennifer Urezio, she specializes in helping people connect to themselves, to each other, and to the divine. She founded a new paradigm that she calls soul language, which provides guidance for understanding our true nature and tools for accessing deeper levels of awareness. And this new insight into how the soul expresses itself is being embraced by top healers, lifestyle coaches, and CEOs all over the world as a method for helping people recognize their purpose and live from a place of power and truth. And her website is soullanguage.us and soullanguage.us/the book. So without further ado, let's say hello to Jennifer Urezio.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here and so honored.
Oh, you're such a sweetie pie. So it's really great to have you. And I think everybody would like to hear more about what you mean by relationship field.
Oh, well, there's a relationship field between you and everything on the planet. And, you know, perfect example is this, is to understand how this works, is if you've ever had a moment where you've been in line and waiting in line and all of a sudden you feel like someone's in your dance space. It's the relationship field, right? So when you put something into the relationship field between you and someone else, if you're putting the same old, it's going to act a certain way. We've all done this. We've all made a decision, especially with our parents. It's always kind of good to watch this with parents because then you can actually see how this works most of the time. You know, you take it, this is a great story. I remember, you know, coming out of my bedroom, you know, I was visiting my mom. It was technically not my bedroom anymore. And I had this lipstick on, and my mom went, I hate that lipstick. And I thought, okay, there's this relationship field between me and my mom. I can put the same thing in, which is, how dare she say this, blah, 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 and fight and frustration, or I could just be calm and be okay with what's happening. And so I went, I like it. And I watched her entirely change. Her option next changed. She went, you know what? It's not that I hate the lipstick. I hate it because it reminds me of so-and-so. And I knew exactly what she meant. So there's this energy between you and everything on this planet.
Now, that's a very important story because there's a lot in that story that you did something there that was extremely empowered. Because you made the decision not to come from the place. I mean, we all have our own language that we use. I use the word, the term that I've coined, old scars. We all carry old scars, right, from our childhood. And then those old scars trigger us. You know, we have these emotional Achilles heels. And it's especially easy for our parents who helped create the old scars to rip the scabs off of them and activate us. And then when they activate us, saying and doing the things that they did that hurt us as kids, we flare up. And then here's where you have the option to either relive the old scar and do the same old dance that you did as a kid, or what you did, you stepped back. You watched the show. You did not allow her to activate you. You did not take it personally. You just reacted in a very neutral way, and you became a pebble in the pond where you forever changed the surface of the pond.
Beautifully put. Yeah, and the thing is that we can do that with everything.
It's when beautiful.
When we put into the relationship field more consciousness, more love, more forgiveness, more acceptance, there's an opportunity for that thing, person, place that we're in relationship with to act differently. Now, sometimes people choose not to, but our attachment and our reaction is going to be always different for ourselves. And since all relationships are really internal, the best place to change the relationship fields with anyone is by changing the relationship field with yourself.
Now, when you say the relationships are internal, you mean the reactions we have, how we interpret what's said. This is all going on inside ourselves based upon our own experiences, our own emotional Achilles heels, our own old scars, right?
Yeah, everything. Yep. You know, I mean, and also the way we interpret in our database. You know,
right.
If anyone listening in the audience, I'm guaranteeing you there will be, are highly intuitive, we spend a lot of time, especially women, reading between the lines. And so we can add stuff that's not really there or that we think is there because we have a sense. And then we take action on the things that we think are there or our senses. And that's actually not having a very conscious relationship.
Being activated constantly. You know, our unconscious minds are constantly comparing present day events with the wounds we suffered as kids, right? And we don't even know we're doing it. It's happening unconsciously, as you say, it's not conscious. And then the next thing we know, we have fireworks going off inside us and we're reacting like an emotional blowtorch because we are unconsciously remembering all the feelings that we had as a kid when a similar event occurred to us. And now that just gets dumped on the other person.
Yeah, and it also happens in a positive way as well sometimes. So because we often see the essence of a human being, sometimes we react in a way that's actually not in our greatest good. We act for the essence, meaning, and here's the line that we hear everyone always say, but I know he's good inside.
Now, that's interesting what you're saying, because I see the purity of your soul. So I'm going to see the greatness in you. And that's so common in women who then take on a guy who's a project.
Right.
Because I see he has this capacity to be better, he could be wonderful, and I'm going to fix him.
Right. And we can't fix anyone. We have to, you know, accept ourselves and accept everyone. That's having a conscious relationship. And we have to have a conscious relationship with what people say and what they do, not with what we think they said or we think that they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's more important what I do as opposed to what I say. And the thing is, you know, communications and behavior, they are both so open to interpretation. So in a sense, everybody is a blank screen onto which we project our story.
And
you know,
that's why being in a conscious relationship is really about asking questions of yourself. And then when you really don't know, have clarity, you ask that question of another person.
That's right. In my book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, I have a technique that I call questioning to clarify. So when you feel yourself starting to get reactive, now obviously the most difficulty in our relationships is when we're reacting negatively, because now I'm going to dump a whole bag of emotional garbage on you. But if I start feeling negatively toward you, before I assume that I've read you right, that you are putting me down, you are attacking me, check out my suspicion, even if there's a 1% chance that I might be wrong and that I might be reacting to similar injuries that I suffered as a kid and twisting and distorting the current event so that I can bring up the old pain and try to dump it on my partner and pay that partner back. So check it out. Speaking of checking it out, I got to check out for 1 second and take a break, but I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1995. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of Dr. Love's relationship advice columns or submit a question to her free advice column. Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you, so take advantage of this unique opportunity to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. This show is for you, the listener, so if you have a question for her, call in during the live show broadcast or catch the archive show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm talking with Jennifer Urezio about how to establish a conscious relationship. So before we took the break, you were talking about the difference between being conscious and being unconscious. So do you think most people understand what you mean by that when you speak of consciousness?
Well, I think consciousness is about choice, and unconscious is something that's just kind of on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
We're making choices all day long. We can make it consciously with our intention and awareness, and in alignment for our greatest good and our truth, and with the intention of love and feeling whole and complete. Or we can make an unconscious choice, which is an autopilot, something based on patterning. You know, it's that feeling of sometimes where you get in your car and, you know, you're driving to the store, and before you realize it, you're at the store and you don't remember the driving to the store. That's, to me, very unconscious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So consciousness to me is about awareness. It's about making a choice based on feeling whole and complete, based on truth, big T's, not those little truths that we tell ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the practice of being becoming conscious is a lifelong process, really knowing yourself, knowing, you know, I'm sure you've heard the saying, if it's hysterical, it's historical. Mm-hmm. When we find ourselves reacting impulsively, lashing out at others, behaving in an unconscious, retaliatory way, it's because those old scars from childhood have been activated and we don't even know it consciously. And now I'm just assuming you're my parent who's putting me down or criticizing me. I had an example of this last night. I was running a group and I was speaking in the group about a health discovery that has been working for me, where for 33 years, nothing worked to solve my weight problem. And one of the members of the group immediately began pontificating and lashing out at me, you know, oh, well, it's just the placebo effect and it's just what you think and there's no sign. And he was just railing on and on. He wasn't even aware that he was unconsciously reacting to his own father, who would hold court and state theories and positions as though he were the only one who knew. And so when I was stating this, he just went into this unconscious association and just had to dethrone me, put a pin in my balloon, steal my, you know, my joy and all that. But I didn't exist. He was on his own track, trying to right the score from what went wrong in his life when he was young.
Yeah, and what will happen is that you'll keep, those experiences will keep kind of coming up and slapping you in the face until you heal them. Now, some people don't react that way, right? Some people don't react outwardly. They torture themselves internally, so they shut down and they start that berating internally. You know, and that is also a pattern. You know, I remember getting into a discussion with he's ex now, but a boyfriend at the time, and he said something, and I went into such pattern that I went to speak, and nothing came out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Like, I couldn't even, like, nothing would, I was,
you know, that's a very significant and excellent example, because when we find ourselves unable to speak, that is a sign that we have regressed back to childhood, and to a time in childhood before we had language. So we literally are emotionally experiencing what we felt back when we didn't even have words.
Yeah, and then my go-to tool was, okay, I was very aware of what was happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
I took a deep breath, and this is a tool that anyone can use. I asked my body, which has its divine intelligence, to fill me with the knowing that I'm safe. And if you just try it now, divine intelligence, fill my body with the knowing that I'm safe. You can feel an instant. Your body's going to, it has, doesn't have free will. So it will, if you ask it, it will put you there. And even if it's just a momentary pause, that gives you enough time to decide, okay, I'm putting into the relationship field this hysterical. I'm being triggered. A pattern's coming up. Great. This is for great healing. What's my choice here?
Mm-hmm.
And I paused and I was like, listen, I'm being really triggered at the moment. I was totally frank with him. I need to pause and I need to collect myself.
Mm-hmm.
I need to really understand what I'm feeling. And can I call you back?
That's wonderful. That's so great. Because in that pause, you get the opportunity to fully reflect and become conscious of what activated you, what it reminded you of from when you were young. And this is the thing that I actually I love this about our relationships. Now, of course, most people do not get to this place, but this is your ideal and my ideal, that we will get to the place where we bring this consciousness back to our relationship and we use our relationship for its highest and most divine purpose, which is to help each other heal these old scars. So you would go back to your boyfriend and say, I realized when you said this, it reminded me of my mom or my dad who said that, and I never spoke to them, and I really needed them to say this instead. And if you could say this to me, it would feel so helpful and so healing.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to understand who you are on a soul level.
Yeah.
And what that energy of the relationship is about. So what I do, something called soul language, so I can kind of put some tangibility, not to put anybody in a box, but to give you some words around your soul. And I can also do the soul of a relationship, right? The energy, why you two are together. You know, and here's the thing. I'm a coach, right? So I don't want to spend my intimate relationships in some sort of codependent coaching relationship. What I want is a co-creative conscious part of that. So understanding what I'm putting into the relationship field allows me to be conscious about that and then to pause and go, okay, I was so triggered and I realized I had a moment and I realized that I was feeling not whole and complete. I was feeling, you know, not understood. And I had a little kind of come to Jen meaning. And then taking a pause and to feel deep gratitude for that individual as well, to go, okay, so, wow, you brought that up. I got to kind of look at that, reflect on that, offer myself deep acceptance and love. And in the future, would it be okay, you know, nonviolent communication, which I love, if you could say or do this. You know, mm-hmm. So when we ended the relationship, we decided we were going to be friends, and at one point he went, okay, dear, I'll talk to you later. And I went, no, you can't do that. And he goes, what do you mean? I was trying to be sweet. I was like, no, we're in a different relationship now, and that dear doesn't really work for me. It actually makes me uncomfortable. And he went, oh, okay. But we were so honest with each other, and it wasn't triggered, and it wasn't done with attachment. It was done with what I call my pass the butter voice. pass the butter voice, which means that there's no, you know, it's no charged. And when a conversation is charged for yourself or another person, that is an indication that there's what you would call a wound, or I would call a barrier belief. And that's the moment where in that relationship you get to take a step back and put yourself in your own observer chair, right? And also notice what you're taking, even when your partner's being triggered, what you're taking personally.
Right, because if you're being triggered, you're taking something personally, as opposed to stepping back and watching the show and just seeing what the other person is telling you about himself and whatever he's struggling with or she's struggling with. So talk about the soul language. We have just a couple minutes before we have to go to break. But what do you mean by soul language?
Well, several years ago, I was asking a pretty big question, and I knew what my life purpose was, and I was feeling lost and without a community, and I really wanted to connect with myself and others. And I went to this conference where I was speaking, and this woman sat down next to me and went, we're going to be friends, and I went, yeah, what is that? And through divine guidance, you know, universal wisdom, you can phrase it anywhere you want, what I heard was soul language, and I went, okay, what is that? And I just kept asking the universe, my mind, questions. And before long, I had this paradigm, this way of putting some tangibility to soul. So there's 107 different core energies of soul. We call them languages. Each one of us speaks three in three different categories: your mission, how you fuel that mission, and then your soulful personality, how your soul wants to go through life. So I can give everyone a one-liner for their soul. Again, not to put them in a box, but to understand, hey, am I being this highest self for myself in this situation and in my life? So my one-liner for my soul is, I create balance first for myself and for others through love and courage. So if I'm out of balance, that's an indication of, I'm going to put this out of balance in every relationship field. what internal practice, what internal awareness do I get to do to move myself back into balance? So it allows people to have a really profound way to connect with themselves, to accept themselves, to move into a deeper sense of love. You know, I used to roll my eyes at this. You got to love yourself before anyone else can love you. I've rolled my eyes at that, but it's so profoundly true. And when you're in deep love and acceptance for yourself, you bring that to every relationship, you know, from the grocery clerk to your most intimate relationships. And I think that's a foundation for happiness.
Mm-hmm. And we have to take a break, but we're going to talk more about self-love when we return on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's Hay House book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about this book at AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. listener and Dr. Love wants to hear from you, you can submit your questions at AskDrLove.com. Or if you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling 800-930-2819. To listen live and download the free show app, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. All shows are archived at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. I'm talking with my wonderful guest, Jennifer Urezio, about establishing a conscious relationship. Now, Jen, right before we took the break, you were making the comment about, well, you can't love others if you don't love yourself first. Now, I am living proof of the truth of that saying. And I share this story. I don't know if you did you get to read this part in Love Never Dies, where I describe the fact that, you know, I, as many shrinks, came from a really dysfunctional family, and I was physically and verbally beaten on by both my parents. And so I had such a problem where, in spite of all the years of working on myself, there was always this voice in my head that put me down and tore down my self-esteem. No matter how much I achieved, it didn't matter. And my husband was so frustrated with this because, you know, he would pour all this love on me and it just didn't erase that voice, no matter how hard he tried. After he left his body, you know, when he left his body from the bee sting, I went to my professional group in the city and I was bemoaning the fact, you know, I just can't get rid of these voices that are tearing down my self-esteem. My self-love is being just completely eclipsed by this. And everybody in the group, all the professional shrinks, said, oh, well, let us yell even louder than the voices in your head. Let us, you know, yell them into submission. Well, that is the traditional party line. It never worked. So I come home from my professional group and I'm pleading with Jean, you've got to help me. Please help me. And the next thing I know, he appears to me as the embodiment of love. He's surrounded in golden light. He takes my face in his hands. He turns me toward him and the light. And he says, listen, listen, listen to me, Jamie. And what he meant was, listen to my words of love. But the most amazing thing happened in this moment. And I realized that he had to be out of his physical body in order for his incredible love for me to enter me unimpeded, because he was now freed from the vessel of his human body, his physical body. So the spirit of him, his love, could enter me unimpeded. And in that moment, his self-love for me became his love for me, became my self-love in an instant. That was it.
That's beautiful.
It really is beautiful. It's so profound, because I realize now reconnecting with our loved ones in spirit is our fast track to self-love, because they have such eternal and unearthly love for us. And if we just reconnect with them, they will help us to heal every corner of our souls. That's what Love Never Dies is all about. But, you know, I really believe what you said is so profoundly true, that our entire purpose here on earth is to perfect our ability to love ourselves and others. And we can't love others if we don't love ourselves.
Yeah, and that word love has so much weight around it. You know, according to David Hawkins, who did all this consciousness work, you know, the consciousness of love is without judgment, always forgiving. It just is. It, you know, people often use the word conditional or unconditional love, which makes me twitch.
Twitch, because
if there's
I know.
Right? If there's conditions with love, you're in some other consciousness. It's not the consciousness of love. And, you know, most people aren't really aware of what that embodiment of love feels like. So, Dr. Jamie, do you want to try something?
Sure, let's do.
Okay, so everyone, close your eyes. If you're driving, do not do this. Listen to the replay.
Do not try this at home.
Do not try this home when you're driving. Take a deep breath and just kind of get on the bus with me. So if you don't understand the words I'm using, it's okay. Just allow your body to do what it wants to do. So I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to tune into your heart. And I want you to ask your heart to activate the embodiment of love inside of you. I want you just to allow yourself to feel that for a moment. And you can do this every day, the more you do it, the more that embodiment is going to expand into every cell of your body, the more that you're going not to have to activate it, it's just going to be there. What did you feel when you activated your heart?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Dr. Love? Well,
yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing because I don't feel any different because I am so living in a state of love every minute. So I'm in such a divine grace state that I don't know how to explain it except to say my heart, it feels like it's turned on all the time.
Beautiful. Love that.
So, but I will say that when you were doing the exercise, I was thinking, well, the physical embodiment, if for somebody who hasn't turned the heart on or wants to know what it feels like, is I think you feel a warmth in your heart. You feel an expanding out, like there's this field that's coming out of your heart for everyone around you. It's like
exactly.
An expanding feeling.
Exactly. And sometimes people just feel like an opening in their chest or even their shoulders just drop or they take a breath. You know, if you do that exercise, you know, just once a day, you know, and expand it from 10 seconds to 30 to a minute, what's going to happen is your life is going to change by doing that one little tangible tool each day. And what you'll notice is there'll be a lot less judgment of yourself. That playing of your head of all the things that you're not enough of will slowly kind of dissipate. You'll go through life with a lot more
true.
Ease. Yeah.
It's very nice. And, you know, the thing is, I know it's extremely difficult to access feelings of love when you've been wounded by another person. So it's very difficult when you regress back to childhood and you're bleeding and you're hurting. But what you're suggesting is that you can come to yourself in these moments and be your own loving parent. Pick yourself up, hold yourself. And literally, I know people find it hard to imagine, but it's sort of like imagining splitting yourself into two. That you are both the wounded little person and you're also the loving grown-up you who is a parent to the little you, you know?
And the grown-up you, that conscious part of you, that part of you is capable of making a different choice. The smaller part, the wounded part, isn't totally capable. You're going to have to guide and walk that part of you along and love that. And what I often hear in my work with clients is like, I just want to get rid of this. I just want to, you know, get rid of this belief or, and I say, no, you don't. You want to love that part because it's all of
yeah.
you. You
mm-hmm.
know,
and accept.
Kind of, right.
Accept.
And that conflict keeps you in conflict. It keeps you in non-acceptance. It keeps you out of that consciousness of love.
You know, the thing is, too, you know, it was Carl Jung who said that which you resist becomes most prominent.
Yeah.
No, he said that which you resist becomes most primitive. But I've actually rewritten it to becomes most prominent because the things we try to fight back for their existence, they become even stronger. It's like, don't think about a pink elephant. Well, that's what I'm going to think about. So if you try to say to yourself, oh, I don't want to feel this way and I don't want to think that, it will actually get stronger. So instead,
yeah.
bend like a willow to it. You accept it. You don't pass judgment on it. You just observe it.
Yeah, I'm sitting at my friend's desk and she has a calendar here and it's all about the law of attraction and talking about how, you know, we live in an attraction-based universe. So if you keep going on in your head or the loop in your head is not enough or why doesn't he do this or what, blah, 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 that is what's going to be most dominant in your life. And I'm not saying at all to be that kind of Snow White, you know, Pollyanna, blah, blah, blah. It's really looking at your situations in that observer chair. And really, my favorite question to ask myself is, do I want to make this decision? Do I want to be, do I want to express here based on consciousness or pattern?
Right.
And even asking yourself that question.
But that's just asking the question is consciousness.
Right. You've already started doing something or reacting or making a different choice. And start small. you know, if this is all new to you. And another thing that I really suggest that individuals practice in relationship is really being in gratitude for each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I just got to hear this wonderful story about how two people met. And the husband said, you know, my wife was a little mad that I didn't, you know, pre-wife, that I didn't write down her number. And he said something so profound that I just wanted to hug him. He said, I liked her so much that I knew that I would take whatever needed to take to memorize that number. Aww. And it's, right, it's two different sides. Well, why didn't he, like, because, right? And I was like, oh, my God, did you tell her that? Can you please tell her that?
Because oh, my that God, so I hate beautiful. To have to break at this moment. I'm going to just put you on call waiting. Speaking of phone numbers, I'm going to put you on call waiting. We're going to be right back after a brief break on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift. A free excerpt of Love Never Dies. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with my lovely Jennifer Urezio about conscious relationships. So, Jennifer, I wanted to have you share a little bit about what you mean by relationships are internal and eternal.
Well, since we are all energy, right, our relationships are just this energetic field. And they will go on forever. Also, I think that we only have several kinds of relationships. So you kind of keep attracting the same type of energy. We all know, you know, oh my God, I have friends that they all get together and they're like, have that, they're all different, but they have that core energy of likeness. So they go on forever, our relationships. Internal is we're having a relationship with ourselves first. Everything is a reflection of who we are. Imagine us all on our own channel for a moment. And only, Dr. Love, you're kind of a guest star on my channel, but I'm still on my own channel. So everything that happens in a relationship is really always going on inside. How do I feel about myself? How do I feel about what they say? What am I looking for this relationship? What are my needs? What do I think I want? What am I trying to get in this relationship? That's all internal work.
Mm-hmm. And then the eternal is because you're talking about the fact that the energy of our soul continues to live on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. And also because everything has a profound impact on us, right? You know, I just had this kind of awareness happen last week about my first grade boyfriend, who technically I'm still married to, and how that impacted me in this barrier, this limiting belief I had. I had no idea that was going on behind the scenes.
Wait a minute. Dr. Love just heard you say, and I want to make sure I heard you right. I'm still married to my boyfriend from first grade.
Yeah, we got married on the playground.
Oh, I took you so literally. I thought,
no, we got married. We got married on the playground. But, you know, it was a profound experience because I really loved this little boy. And he was my boyfriend one moment, and then the next moment he wasn't. And I had this profound awareness a couple weeks ago about, wow, you know, I had this barrier about, wow, I can't be my full love, innocent self, because if I do, they're there one moment, they're not there the next. And that's probably about 40 years old, you know, I'm 45 now. So they do, relationships go on eternally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that means the first boy I ever kissed in the playground, Matt Page.
See, you still remember his name.
I still remember his name. Still remember what his eyes looked like. See? He sort of had this expression. It was sort of like a love-struck expression. And I never forgot the way his eyes looked. And of course, it was such a, you know, a memorable experience.
Right. Never forgot. And then the question I would ask you is, for the rest of your life, have you looked, every time you get the first kiss, have you looked for that love sick expression?
No.
Right? But if you were a client, if you didn't get it, is that the barrier belief? Because then you think, you know, is what you're bringing to the table, that if they don't have that, then they're not love struck, or it's not a done
whatever
deal,
your
right?
limiting beliefs are that just absolutely screw you up.
Yeah. I like to call them barrier beliefs because they're just a barrier.
Yeah.
And to love them into kind of releasing, because what that kind of unconscious, the ego really wants to do is keep you in this area of safety. It's a self-imprisoned safety, but that's really what all that is trying to do. And it's just a matter of loving yourself into freedom.
So tell us, what's the hardest thing you ever had to do with regard to your relationships or relationship fields?
Letting someone go, I think, is always the hardest thing to do.
Mm.
You know, and letting them go, not meaning that I stop loving them, but letting the relationship go because it's maybe not serving both of us, or it's run its course, or we're not aligned. But that is always for me, especially with warrior energy, always hard for me to do. And it's a practice, and I've had to really accept that I'm not losing anything because it's internal and eternal, and that I haven't failed by letting somebody go.
And now also, I would like, what would one thing be that you would say everybody listening could do right now in order to correct their relationship field, apart from everything you've said so far?
I would love that. Okay, so I want everyone to think about a relationship that kind of gives them some angst or some trouble. And I want you to close your eyes if you're driving. Don't do this. Tune into your heart and just ask this question. Answer this question. What currently have you been putting into that relationship field? So I just had just thought about this, and the current thing that I've been putting into that relationship field with this person would be non-acceptance. Okay, so if I keep flooding that person with non-acceptance, they're going to act probably in a non-loving way, non-accepting way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing because you're taking what I call radical responsibility, that whatever you say and do boomerangs back on you. So if you're not getting what you want in this relationship or in the field, then you're asking yourself, what am I putting in here that is producing an outcome I don't want?
Without judgment.
Without judgment, but it's just a fact.
Right.
It's a fact of, it is what it is. And what could I do?
Right. So
make a shift?
Now you want to take a deep breath. You want to fill your body with the knowing that you are whole and complete. You are loved and supported. And if you don't believe it just yet, be willing to kind of experience something new along those lines.
Or just fake it till you make it. Just keep saying.
And then ask yourself, what can you put into the relationship to feel differently?
There
and
you go.
Right?
And I love this because also you can get a cheat sheet by asking the other person.
Exactly.
You know?
And so then before you're in interaction with them, you know, what I always put in is love. So my favorite affirmation to say is my heartfelt intention is to hear, speak, and express with the frequency of love for myself and for another.
Perfect. That's
right?
Absolutely.
And if I was going to call that person, I would say that affirmation before I got on the phone.
Absolutely perfect, because so often we get caught up in the, I'm going to take care of myself, but I'm wiping out or damaging the other. So it's got to be in the highest and best service to not only me, but also the other person and our relationship. Now, listen, we only have 2 minutes left. I want to make sure everybody knows how to find you and can hear about your discovery session and just let everybody know these things.
Perfect. I offer everyone a discovery session where one of your languages will be identified. It's free. And you can do that at soullanguage.us.
And what's your website?
Soullanguage.us.
That's the website. And then you also have a book, because in the beginning of the show, I mentioned a URL for your book, soullanguage.com/book, right?
Yes. And that you can actually sign up there, and there's a little excerpt that I can send you for free. And it's all about how to consciously connect with your soul for success.
That's very wonderful. So what's your one last, you have 1 minute, one parting thought in like 10 seconds. What do you want people to remember from our talk?
To remember that they are whole and complete.
Remember you're whole and complete. Yeah. And you don't have to be holier than thou to think that, right?
Nope.
And to know that. It's just a love feeling. You came in whole and complete, and you still are. You aren't your wounds. You aren't your history. You aren't any of these things. Your heart is whole and complete. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for being my guest.
You.
You've been a wonderful guest. Next week, we're going to talk about there's no need to dread ED, erectile dysfunction. I'm going to talk with Michael Russer. It's going to be a very, I might say, uplifting conversation, but you'll see. Have a great week. See you next week on Ask Dr. Love.
This has been Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Visit Dr. Turndorf at AskDrLove.com and follow her on Twitter at AskDrLove and Facebook.com/AskDrLove.